Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Energy prices have been at the heart of the news for the past week. Heating oil and diesel prices have rocketed since Iran effectively closed the Strait of Hormuz, choking off petroleum shipping. And now the wider oil prices have soared. At one point, they were up 27% overnight, now up only 15%. So what does it mean for our electricity and gas prices here? SSE Airtricity is one of the biggest suppliers in Ireland and is also one of the key sponsors of the forthcoming News Talk Changemaker Awards. And Stephen Gallagher is the Managing Director of SSE Airtricity. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Joe.
What a week.
Yes, what a week.
It's going to be a big one for you guys.
Even last week was very volatile as well, Joe, to be fair. But yeah, it's...
What's it going to mean now, do you think, for you guys?
Well, we'll manage the markets. They're very volatile. That's what we do. We would forward hedge. It's a bit different to the oil heating, for example, for electricity and
those
gas.
Those prices are up 40 or 50%.
Yeah, well, and gas prices are up, and they moved around hugely last week.
They did.
They went up very high at start, then came down a little bit, and I expect them to go up again today when the markets open in Europe. What we do, though, we would forward hedge a period. So our prices don't change overnight. We would do a laddered hedging process over a period.
So when you say you forward hedge, you buy maybe 3 months in advance and then maybe 6 months in advance or something
like that? You would buy steps like that. So you'd generally be protected for close to 3 months, and then thereafter you'd have a bit of a laddered hedge, which would protect you from overnight huge shocks like that. So it does, when prices are going up, you're a bit protected like that. And obviously, when prices come down, it's a bit slower to come down just by the profile of the hedges.
Do you get a sense that this is, an oil shock that could mean prices for electricity will rise notably by the summer?
So it all depends on how long this goes on for, right? Because your oil prices have clearly gone up. Gas prices have lifted on the back of that. And gas actually sets the majority of the price of our electricity in the market.
More so than oil.
Yes. More so than oil in Ireland. So you would expect that has meant that spot electricity prices are higher on the back of that. Our hedging does protect our customers from that, but it's a volatile market out there.
And of course, people always level the same accusation at you guys that it goes up like a rocket but falls like a feather if and when markets do stabilise.
And I think that's, the market has gone up by a rocket. The tariffs don't necessarily do it. The tariffs have been, and we saw that last time, 4 years ago with the Ukraine invasion. The tariffs did jump up quite a bit, but they would have jumped up in a phased basis as opposed to overnight when it happened. They jumped straight up. And that's a profile of hedging.
And we heard Shane Beattie speaking to Malcolm Byrne, the junior minister, about the fact that over 60% of a lot of the fuel that we buy, certainly at the pumps, is accounted for by government levies and taxes. What would your view be there? Should they be kind of paused, frozen?
So I think the government need to look at what they can do for affordability, right? It's a really difficult cost of living for people now. And I think the government need to look at what they can do. Now, are nationwide energy credits the right answer? I think targeted works very well. And it'll all depend really on how long this volatility lasts in the market, which impact it will have.
Out of our hands completely in Europe. Do you think it would be good for the long-term transition away from fossil fuels, as in price shocks like this?
Yes, 100%, in terms of security of supply. And that's what we're doing in terms of building out renewables. And that's what we're working with the government to do. There's very much a large investment in our grid infrastructure in Ireland so we can take on more renewables as well. So Airgrid and the government have a plan to do that. And the renewables, we're looking to build Arklow Bank Wind Farm, which is in planning now, has been in planning for a while. That's a huge wind farm. There's more offshore wind farms coming. The more offshore wind, the more protection we have against these price shocks.
Do you get a sense that the planning system is going to change as well this year? Because we've had, the Infrastructure Action Plan, which supposedly will remove some of the blockages, including judicial reviews, but also streamline the process so that little tests and little bits of red tape are done concurrently rather than in stage sequential form.
So the recommendations from that task force are absolutely vital to get key infrastructure built. And from an energy perspective, that is both the grid as well as wind farms and renewable energy built, which will definitely help us from an affordability and security.
And do you think that you mentioned the Arklow Bank? Will that get done in this decade?
We would hope for it to be built in the round 2030-31. It all depends on how it's in planning at the moment.
Yeah.
So as quick as it goes through that, and if the planning process can be sped up, we'll get that built quicker. We're building the largest wind farm in the world off the coast of England at the moment. So we're well capable of doing it. We just need to be able to.
Indeed. SSE is sponsoring the Sustainable Workplace Award for the Changemaker Awards from News Talk. What is a sustainable workplace?
A sustainable workplace is really businesses that are taking practical steps to be more sustainable and taking leadership positions in that. And this is why this is the second year that we're sponsoring this event, and it aligns really well with ourselves being a trusted energy partner. But they can do, like last year's winner was a logistics business, and they did simple recycling and sustainable practices in the office. They also installed solar panels on the roofs of their facilities, and their trucks ran on HVO, hydro-treated vegetable oil. Mm. So all sustainability, and it's very much an ethos and culture within the business. So it actually helps your engagement of staff as well. But I guess when we were talking about affordability and higher energy prices, if I was to give some advice to people and businesses here now, would be get an energy audit of how you use your energy. And with the SEAI grants, there are grants available there for €2,000 if your energy costs are over €10,000 a year. So we do those for, most of the time they're for free. We've done over 100 of them last year. You do an audit.
For companies,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And you tell them, right, this is how you can save energy and use less electricity. And there's just wastage going on there in a lot of businesses. So the simple things can save about 10%. Do things a little bit more advanced, like lighting sensors and manage your air conditioning, etc., you can save up to 30%. And then you're into things like solar panels and offtakes from renewables and more advanced pieces.
Superb. Stephen, thanks so much for coming in. This is Stephen Gallagher, the Managing Director of SSE Electricity. And nominations for the News Talk Changemaker Business Awards in association with FBD Insurance are now open across 9 categories, including Sustainable Workplace, sponsored by SSE Electricity. The closing date is the 20th of March, so nominate now at newstalk.com/changemaker.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.